Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. Another fun spring ahead of us. We've had our indoor season more or less wrap up as we're recording this and getting ready for the outside weather. First of all, Brent, a lot of excitement and buzz with this team coming off of a runner-up finish and one of the greatest Saturdays I've been at state track in terms of the competition in Class 3A. It's shaping up to be another deep competitive year in the class, and you guys are certainly near the front of the line going into the season. How exciting is it knowing that you have some incredibly high expectations and a lot of guys who are working hard to meet that?
Yeah, you know, I think we're really excited about, you know, where we finished the year last year and with a lot of those guys coming back, and expectations are always high around our program. So, yeah, really excited. Like you said, Class 3A is something special right now. The last few years has just been loaded with some of the best talent, not just in 3A, but the whole state of Iowa. And I think, you know, we put ourselves right in there and give ourselves a chance, and we're looking forward to having a great spring.
Well, and we'll kind of go, as we have in years past, break it down area by area. Let's start with a place you've had a lot of success in recent years. No surprise that when Doug Cutler's cross-country teams do well in the fall, that usually translates well in the distance. And it doesn't hurt that you've had one of those greatest of all-time athletes in the state in Kanan Dunham. He's back for his senior year to lead the way with a group that won a 4x8 championship last year individually. Your 8s through your 3200, there's a lot of guys who can make a lot of noise this spring.
Yeah, you know, we're always excited about those guys. They do a great job training, and Coach Cutler does a great job with them. But yeah, Kanan, you know, one of the best distance runners that's come through Iowa in the history of Iowa. He's probably going to be top 10 in all three of those events and in Iowa history. And he's just very steady and cool, and doesn't ride those emotional highs and lows, and just always very steady. So enjoy his leadership and excited to see what he can do as a senior this year.
Yeah, another great group there as well. And then an area that I know had a lot of heartbreak, but maybe your highest point score potentially at state, depending on how things shake out, is your hurdle group. I know that there was a lot of heartbreak last year with the shuttle hurdle. You've had great success in that race before, and I got the chance to see a couple of the guys at the IATC meet, a group that's hungry. Coach Wilson has them ready, and I think some very high expectations, not only what they can do in 3A, but maybe beyond that.
Yeah, you know, with three of the guys back from last year's team that was, you know, poised to probably be a top three or four finisher, and we didn't make it out of the prelims due to some factors, and those guys are ready to compete at a very high level. You saw it last week at the indoor meet, breaking the indoor state meet record by, I think, almost over half a second. But all those guys are excited and eager to get better and to challenge each other to do very well in that.
Here with Brent Van Houwen, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we preview the Pella Boys track and field season. Outdoor season starting shortly, indoor wrapping up this week. The sprint group this year had a little bit of a bolster at the IATC meet, the 4x1 relay, maybe an unexpected victory there. And of course, your top sprinter was not there because of state basketball, Harrison Mullins, who was a multiple time medalist across the 100, 400 and various events last year. But even without him, Coach, an area where there's definitely some potential and room for growth and a lot of guys who've been working hard at it.
Yeah, you know, guys like Harry Tallman and Owen Kettler last year ran on our sprint med that got third at state, and they ran on our 4x1 that was just out of placing, and those guys they enjoy track and field. You know, they're very technical about how they approach things, and throw in Landon Plyma as a senior also with those guys, and that 4x1, yeah, it was a nice surprise. I thought they'd run well. I didn't know we'd run well enough to win that race. So that was a definite, very exciting moment for the team the other night, and probably put us over the top to win that meet. That was something that we weren't expecting to do. So, and we had Caden Johnson ran on that, one of our hurdlers. And I think you'll see throughout the course of the year, there might be a couple other hurdlers that might appear in that 4x1 from time to time also. But yeah, we got some good flexibility there with several different sprinters that can step in there. And I think we can run, you know, solid sprints this year also.
And of course, Harrison Mullins, one of the best returning sprinters in the state. Not sure probably what his puzzle looks quite like yet for state weekend. We still got 2 months to figure it out, but clearly probably good to have in your back pocket. Just one of the fastest kids that's ever run in this program.
Yeah, you know, Harrison's a kid that can go in about 8 different events between relays and individual stuff. So, you know, we'll definitely, like you said, a puzzle as we get closer to the middle of May, trying to figure out where we can maximize his point total, you know, to the best of our ability. And if that's relays, if that's individuals, if it's a combination of the two, we'll figure out, you know, where he's sitting in the state. And but yeah, his flexibility, you know, all the way from 100 to 400, you got a lot of different relays you can go in also. So yeah, it's exciting, makes coaching fun, you know, trying to figure out where to put guys like that, that are super talented in a lot of different things. And I feel confident we'll find a way to maximize his abilities come the end of May.
Here with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team, previewing the season. So let's talk field events, jumping. You've had a couple guys get to state and get awfully close the last couple years to scoring maybe some points that could have helped you in championship runs. Not quite putting together yet, but some exciting numbers already from the indoor meets that you've had, and a lot of experience in the jump room. And I know that Coach Versteeg is really excited about what the potential could be come postseason time.
Yeah, I think we're going to end up with, you know, three, maybe four long jumpers that are going to be 20 foot plus, maybe even 21 plus. So that's always a good problem to have, is have those guys. Now it's the next step of getting those guys to 22 plus now, as that's kind of become the standard in 3A, where 20 foot five used to place in the top eight. Now that hardly qualifies you for state anymore. So, you know, get a couple of those guys to get to 22 plus feet. And I think there's definite potential that we can do that. But yeah, again, those guys, they work hard at it, and coaches do a great job with them. And yeah, we'll see if we can maybe squeak out a point or two, a couple points out of long jump, and maybe even the high jump too this year.
And then staying on the field events, there's no doubt that a lot of the banners that are hanging in this room are thanks to your throwing program. And again, last year was definitely a rebuild, reset year for the guys. You had a lot of younger guys after having, you know, historic Drake Relays winning throwers for several years running there. But the exciting part is that this might be a big breakout year, especially as many of them become, you know, in particular, Reagan Anderson, his sophomore to junior year jump. Maybe some unknowns there just because throwing is so deep, just like everything in Class 3A. But in particular on the discus side, Coach, it feels like you got a lot of potential there.
Yeah, I think discus is a you know, spot where we could possibly do very well this year with Jonathan Pankton and Reagan Anderson. You know, they both threw over 150 last year, and definitely posed to make a big jump. Those two guys, they work hard all winter working on it. You see them up on there's a nice day in December or January, they're out there at the rings throwing or working in their garage, working on their technique, their spin, all those things. So definitely think those guys are primed to do something special for us this year in the discus.
And you put the whole puzzle together, and it's really exciting because, again, ever since COVID and ever since the 2021 season, you've had a trophy make its way to Pella High School, and you're going to have to earn it. And we'll talk about that here now with the fact that last year's battle on Saturday, you could have been eighth place at the end of the day. You could have been first place. There were so many teams in the mix. Most of those teams have several key players back. Obviously, some heartbreak in Newton with what happened to Caden Klein that probably takes them out of it. But just about everybody else who's near that top 10 in the scoreboard, Brent, could have a really good weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, there were so many underclassmen last year across the state in on those good teams that, you know, there's 7, 8, 9 teams that are going to be competing for those top three spots. Last year, I think there's 12 points between first and seventh place. We haven't seen that in a while in 3A. Usually there's one or two teams kind of outreach everybody else, and then there's a whole slew of teams 20, 30 points behind. So yeah, last year was a very fun Saturday, even though we came up a few points short of, you know, of another title, but just really exciting watching high school track and field in Iowa right now, and just so many good athletes and so many good teams put together. And I see this year there's not going to be any different from last year. I think we're going to see the same thing and maybe even a little bit more.
Well, and some of the teams to watch for our audience who was paying attention last year. Quentin Nauman still has a year left at Western Dubuque. He sets the stage so well for them. You know, I could mention a few more, but certainly, Coach, it starts with Western, and then there's a bunch of those teams in that top 10 that are in the mix.
Yeah, I think, you know, Western Dubuque, like you said, they've been a contender now for 4 years, 5 years in a row also, where they've been in the top five. Gilbert's got very good distance runners coming back and a couple sprinters. Clear Creek Amana with Tay Seals as the hurdler and the sprinter. You know, he's going to score them a lot of points, and they have enough other good athletes that they can put some things together and they can score a lot. Waverly Shell Rock, solid team from last year. I think they finished about eighth last year, but they have the majority of their team coming back, including, I think, a state champion long jumper. If I remember right, he won long jump. He's back. So, yeah, there's Algona. They have almost everybody back from last year. I think they finished eighth with around 40 points. They have good distance kids, several sprinters. Yeah, so there's just a lot of teams that have great potential.
Yeah, and that takes us back to ours. And we talk a lot in track and field about building toward that three-day weekend in May, and there's a lot of fun in between. Your schedule, very similar to what you've had in years past in terms of some of the big 4A meets that you like your guys to go at, a lot of split squads potentially between some of your top varsity. Jim Duncan's coming up this year. We hope we have a large contingent at the Drake Relays. It's all fun again, Brent. We're outside here in a moment.
Yeah, we're ready to get back outside as we sit inside today, and it's 30 degrees outside and snow on the ground, but we know just in a couple of days it's going to be 80 and sunny, and we get to be out there and practice and compete in the sunshine and the warmth. But yeah, you know, the two meets at Waukee, we go to Southeast Polk, go to Jim Duncan, go to Norwalk, all those meets, it's always bigger schools. Even our conference meets, you know, has become half the conference's 4A competition, and very good 4A competition. So if you link back to our conference meet last year, probably one of the most incredible track meets, boys and girls, that I've ever been a part of, state meets included. So this year's stacking up to be, you know, a similar situation. So all those meets set us up to, you know, when we get to state, the kids are pretty cool, calm. They've seen that level of competition and even better competition at all these meets throughout the year. And I think that's why our kids do compete pretty well at the state meet, is because they've seen that competition.
And the best part, I don't know if I'm breaking news for anybody here, but I heard we'll finally get to host qualifying again, Coach. And I know that that's a special night no matter where you go, but it's been a while since we've had it here at home.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years, you know, since the track was shut down a year, and then we didn't have it last year. So, yeah, it'll be nice to get it back here in May and get to show off our new stadium to lots of schools for the state qualifier. And, yeah, it's always nice just to be at home. You don't have to get on a bus and ride for an hour and a half, and kids just seem to relax and perform a little bit better at home. And the crowds here are always phenomenal. We have great track fans in Pella, and that always makes it fun for the kids too.
Well, it's certainly one of my favorite times of the year. Coming up here soon, the Pella Boys track and field team outdoor season starting here late in March. And of course, we make our rounds to the Blue Oval several times I'm envisioning this year. That's Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you at the track soon.
Hey, thanks for having me.